Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. My name is Scott Reich, and this is Crime Talk. Let's take a quick preview of the docket. I may take some heat, but I think we have found the second worst witness in America. Her name is Amber Heard, followed closely behind Johnny Depp. I'll explain. Something you don't see every day, you really have to see this. And then evil exists and crazy is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Alec Murdoch doesn't get control of the money, another teacher in trouble, and then our dumb criminal of the day. Let's talk about it. Thank you for watching Crime Talk. You know the drill. If you haven't done so already and you liked the video, hit the thumbs up. Subscribe if you haven't. Hit that bell to receive notifications. And as always, leave us a comment below. Remember, you can listen to us on your favorite podcasting app by simply searching Crime Talk with Scott Reich. Now, before we get to the day's docket, please support the sponsors that help support Crime Talk. And today, please go to crimetalkprep.com and get your three-month emergency food supply. That's right, you're going to save $150 off, and you're going to get free shipping. Now, when we first started doing this, people said, wow, Scott, are you some sort of crazy prepper? Nope, just convinced that the world has completely lost their mind. And guess what? Who would have thought 3 years ago if somebody said there'd be a pandemic, you'd say never happened. If somebody had told you 2 years ago that there would be shortages on the shelves in America for food and let alone baby formula, you would say it would never happen. Well, guess what? It's happening. You need to be prepared to take care of yourself and your family. No one else is coming to help. You need to be prepared to take care of you. Go to crimetalkprep.com and get your emergency food supply. Free shipping, $150 off. You can order more. You can order less. You can order what works for you, but that is the special right now. Go to crimetalkprep.com. You'll be happy you did. You'll be taking care of yourself. Hopefully you never need it, but it's better to be prepared and have it and not need it than need it and not have it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. Let's open the docket. That's right, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard. The trial has resumed. In fact, as we speak right now, the cross-examination has begun as it relates to Ms. Heard, and she is getting sliced and diced by Johnny Depp's attorney. Well, why shouldn't she? She's had a 10-day break to go through the transcripts and be prepared for everything. You can see that the cross-examination has each question written out. She knows what the answer should be, the attorney asking the question, and when Ms. Heard doesn't answer the way she wants, she goes directly to the photograph or the document that she is relying upon and shows it to Ms. Heard and shows Ms. Heard the errors of her way. Or as we've heard several times, I misspoke. Now, let's get to the opening statement. I took a lot of flack when I thought that Johnny Depp was not a great witness. It was this slow, rambling narrative of questions, couldn't answer questions that his own attorneys were asking. It was painful, in my humble opinion, only to, well, get worse when Amber Heard took the stand. She has a certain tone in her voice that just makes her not to be a likable person. Her direct testimony was interrupted numerous times based upon objections of hearsay, speculation, or violations of the motion in limine, which are areas that the court has ruled are not admissible to come into evidence, and the attorneys should stay away from those. However, Ms. Heard took it upon herself to volunteer information. Specifically, at one point, she asked, well, why didn't you continue making the pledged donations to the ACLU? And it was, well, because I've spent $6 million defending myself against Mr. Heard's $50 million frivolous lawsuit. And I took a little liberty with some of those words, but you get the gist. Her answer regarding the $6 million should not have come in, but she being Ms. Heard, repeatedly brought up and put in those little jabs, those little jabs, which makes people think that she was, I don't know, if she's going to do this in a court of law, imagine what she would do when she's not on the public eye, not under oath, and, well, not being watched by the world. That's right, trying to get in those little jabs. Now, I've said it before and I will say it again. I would say that they both have done terrible things to one another, and I would give them each $1. Say that they have prevailed, that neither party has clean hands. Give them $1 so they will be on their way. Now, one thing I would note is that Johnny Depp is loving the answers that Ms. Heard is giving, and frankly, Mr. Depp's attorney, the one sitting directly to Mr. Depp's right-hand side of Mr. Depp, simply cannot control himself based upon some of the answers that Ms. Heard is giving. Clearly, they are prepared to crush her on the witness stand. But ladies and gentlemen, but this is cross-examination. Cross-examination is the greatest truth-seeking tool ever created. You don't just have to accept the words that somebody says. Well, you have to back it up, and well, the other side gets to highlight why somebody else may be wrong. We'll continue to bring you more information on the Depp case because, well, frankly, it's the only thing anyone's really watching. So I guess we'll be watching it too. Now, here's something you don't see every day, okay? Let me tell you a story. On December 6th of 2020, a native Houstonian by the name of Maria Tritico was sitting in a Palm Beach park peacefully watching her fiancé play Frisbee when a bullet suddenly inexplicably struck her body. The 32-year-old artist and teacher was to be married 2 weeks later on New Year's Eve, but she didn't survive the shooting. Paula Augustus appeared in a Florida courtroom to plead for a new attorney to represent her teenage grandson, who is facing life in prison for the fatal shooting of Maria Tritico. Now, prosecutors cited a near-complete lack of communication by the defense lawyer with them, the accused, and his family. Then something unusual happened. Maria's father, who is a well-known Houston attorney, stepped up to the mic and began advocating for the defendant, the same man who is accused of killing his daughter. Chris Tritico said, "I am not here asking for him to be acquitted. I expect him to be convicted and appropriately punished. But along the way, he needs a lawyer. He is going to do the things necessary to protect his rights, and I ask you to give him a lawyer who is going to do that, who is going to challenge the state, who is going to protect his interest." Now, Mr. Tritico continued and said, "Our Constitution requires it. It's what we stand for. It's what our justice system requires and demands. And for God's sake, my family, my daughter, it means more than what he is getting." And within seconds, the judge terminated the, let's say, neglectful defense attorney's participation in this case. And Chris Tritico said that the intervention was the hardest thing he has ever done. "When a jury says you are guilty, I won it because the facts were there and the law was there, not because somebody didn't do their job," said Mr. Tritico. And he couldn't sleep at night if that's what he thought had happened. It's easy to go through life saying you believe in something, but you get just a few chances in your life to stand up for what you believe in. Now, the defendant, a kid by the name of Amari Wellens, who just turned 18, is being tried as an adult. And I agree with Mr. Tritico. He will probably be convicted and sentenced to life without parole. But the reality of it is the Constitution guarantees him effective assistance of counsel. All right, evil exists, ladies and gentlemen, and crazy is everywhere. Sometimes you just don't see it until it's too late. Peyton Gendron, the teen who drove more than 3 hours from his home in Conklin, New York, to target the Buffalo Tops, which is a predominantly black neighborhood, where 11 of his 13 victims were black. Now, Gendron also live-streamed his attack on Twitch and reportedly had the N-word painted on his weapon, according to police. Now, the gunman reportedly frequently visited websites touting white supremacy and racist conspiracy theories. Sources also said that he did in-depth research on the 2019 mosque shooting in Christchurch, New Zealand, and Andrew Breivik, the white supremacist who killed dozens of people at a Norwegian summer camp in 2011. Investigators have executed a search warrant at his home, and Mr. Gendron's parents are reportedly cooperating. Now, he's been charged in state court, and he'll be charged with a hate crime in federal court, where he should be, where the death penalty will be an option. Now, you may have heard the DA make it sound like he was going to be really tough on crime by saying he was going to get a life without parole sentence. Well, that's what most states give for, well, one intentional murder, let alone 10. So 10 people and the same punishment if one person was killed. Tell me how that is correct, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. You just get tired of hearing about these complete senseless attacks. And there were situations where people talked to this kid. They did a psych eval. The kid had issues. Once again, it seems like lots of people ignore the relevant stuff. But if you do something and you write a letter to somebody in office, guess what? You'll have the Secret Service on the door immediately. We know government agencies are watching these extremist websites. Why are they not further investigating these individuals? We don't need a police state, but it doesn't hurt to go knock on somebody's door and get an assessment for them. And if you don't feel a warm, fuzzy feeling, you should maybe follow them a little bit more. Next on the docket, Mr. Alex Murdoch doesn't get any money. That's right. Alex Murdoch's finances will remain frozen and in the hands of the court. Now, the attorneys for Mr. Murdoch want Alex Murdoch to be able to have access to his funds. Now, no disrespect to his attorneys, who are very esteemed and established attorneys. I know they're doing what they need to do, probably to try and get paid. But Alex Murdoch is accused of running a large-scale fraud involving millions of dollars, numerous victims that we know of, in conjunction with allegedly high-powered players in South Carolina. Do you really think the judge would allow such a thing? No. Okay? Now, we didn't go into much detail with that because, frankly, it's just argument. But at the end of the day, Alex Murdoch doesn't get control of the money. Who would trust that guy with anything more than about $5? And even then, you know, something bad could happen to you if he thinks he could get the other 20 from your wallet. Not much to go there. Another teacher in trouble. This time, a 30-year-old teacher and coach was arrested recently after allegedly providing drugs to football players at the high school. Anthony Fullman, who works at Portola High School in Irvine, California, as also a part-time physical education teacher and assistant coach of the football team, allegedly gave Adderall to a few players on the team. School staff reportedly notified police about the allegations earlier this month, and upon further investigation, it was reported that Fullman allegedly provided the drugs during the 2021 football season. Fullman was arrested and charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, furnishing a controlled substance to a minor, and an enhancement for furnishing controlled substances to a minor on a school campus. Mr. Fullman was reportedly placed on administrative leave by the Irvine Unified School District, and he was employed with the district for 2 years. I will never understand this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, teachers out there, you are not there to be the best friend with your students. You are not there to be the best friends with the players on the football team. Okay? When you provide drugs, that requires a prescription to be prescribed to somebody. Guess what? That is a controlled substance. If you give that controlled substance to someone who does not have a prescription and you don't have a license to give it to somebody, guess what? You are a drug dealer. You will be charged as such. And it's all fun and games until, well, it's a minor. Somebody gets injured, somebody dies, somebody's parents finds out about it and raises holy hell. That's right. Don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, I'm sure you want to be the new cool guy helping everybody out. I know, it's just Adderall. It's a controlled substance, ladies and gentlemen. You can't do it. Smarten up, teachers. What do you expect our kids to become when you can't even follow the rules? And finally, our dumb criminal. But before we get there, let's talk about the guy who won from last week, Kyle Elias Perez, the man who beat up his ex-boyfriend after having an argument about the ex-boyfriend's uncircumcised penis. That's true, ladies and gentlemen. Watch the video. You can't make this stuff up. Today, Stephen Sharp joins the Wall of Fame of dumb criminal contestants of the day. Well, Mr. Sharp was charged with 4 counts of possession of depictions of minors. That's right, bad, bad stuff, right? And then what did the detectives find? A video on his phone showing him urinating into a bag of milkshake mix when he was employed at Arby's as a manager. Now, Mr. Sharp, obviously realizing he's in a lot of big trouble, and frankly, the urinating isn't that really big of a deal. But Mr. Sharp reportedly told detectives he urinated into the milkshake bag at least twice, but said he was almost sure he threw the bag out. He's been charged with second-degree assault with sexual motivation for the milkshake incident after he told investigators he did it for some sexual gratification. Now, Mr. Sharp's initial bond was $5,000, but it was increased to $40,000 when the judge heard more information about the case. Now, Mr. Sharp, if you're doing that for sexual gratification, you've got issues. You've got serious, serious issues, okay? And maybe you need to spend a little time behind bars to get control of those impulses, those urges. Just saying. Anyway, congratulations. You're the dumb criminal of the day. Let's go ahead and close the docket for today. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time on Crime Talk.